Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Robert Burko, who is the CEO and founder of Elite Digital, which is a leading digital marketing agency based in Toronto. Robert started Elite Digital when he was in high school, and now he leads over 90 people across multiple countries and is recognized as one of Canada's chief digital marketing specialists. Today, we're going to be discussing Robert's journey of building his agency and what he's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Robert.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy to be here.
Awesome. So to get started, I'm going to ask you a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Absolutely. I am an open book. Ask away.
So what would you say really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
I'm fueled by challenges. I like finding challenges and overcoming them. I fundamentally can't sit still. I don't know if I know how to relax and do nothing. So I love the challenges, and I love that it's always evolving. So the challenges that I had when I was just starting, the challenges I had when we were growing, even when I'm talking to clients, we work across multiple verticals and industries at Elite Digital. So the way I solve a problem for a big CPG client or a big pharma client, I'm sort of always fueled by what is today's biggest challenge and how can we overcome it? And that just keeps me motivated, and it's my fuel and energy. I love people and the relationship. So as we've grown the agency, I'm so fortunate and lucky that at Elite Digital, we work with the most amazing people. Mm-hmm. So I consider myself very blessed because I'm fortunate enough to be able to choose who my coworkers are, and we have an amazing culture. So the fact that I get to spend time with all these awesome people as we put out great work for our clients, I'm just a lucky guy.
I love it. That's so awesome. And so you started your agency when you were in high school, which is incredible. So tell us a little bit more about that story about, you know, how you got into digital marketing and then how you segued into starting Elite Digital.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started this company long ago. Makes me feel old when I say like 20 years ago, goofy teenage Rob in his parents' basement in a North Toronto suburb. Goofy teenage Rob. So I knew at the time, I had a passion for technology. Mm-hmm. I had a passion for marketing. And in my family, my father was an entrepreneur. My family was very entrepreneurial. So I knew I had all these passions. And I said, oh, what can I do? So I actually started in the world of email marketing. So I kind of remember, this is long ago. So this is, by today's standards, is going to seem not interesting. But long ago, email was still sort of new, right? Companies weren't sending out HTML fancy newsletters and stuff like that. So yeah. I thought email's the future. This is where it's going to go. So I bet big on email. I created one of Canada's first cloud-based email marketing platforms. And I started just going all in on email, which was very exciting. And we literally were moving and grooving on email. It was really awesome. We were true experts in the space. And then gradually over time, an interesting thing happened where people kept calling us and they would say, Rob, we love what you're doing on our email. Can you do our website? And we would say, no, we only do email. Yeah. And they'd call and say, can you help us with, social media was new at the time. Can you help us with social? And I would say, no, we only do email. Until one day I finally woke up and I said, why do we keep saying no? Like, I have all these talented staff. I have designers and developers and marketers. Why am I saying no to all these things? Let's flip the script. What mm-hmm. if we start saying yes? What if clients call and say, can you help me with this? And I say, yes. So from that moment on, people started asking, we started saying yes. And basically I said yes to everything. Now, I will tell you, there were some downsides to that because the amount of times I would come back to my office and tell my team, hey, we now do this, but we had never done it before. The looks on their faces were rather dramatic, But that's what we did. We kept saying yes. And as we said yes over time, mm-hmm. we started doing more and more. And of course, you know, it's only the first time you do it the first time. Then we rapidly got the experience we needed.
Exactly.
So over time, we suddenly became this robust, full service digital marketing agency that could almost do anything imaginable in the digital realm mm-hmm. because our attitude was, of course we could do it. And if we can't, we're going to figure it out. And all of my staff had that can-do attitude. We all rose to the challenge, whatever it is we had to do.
Yeah.
We always post-gamed it, got our key learnings. We were always transparent in terms of asking our clients for feedback. How mm-hmm. could we be better? And then over time, we just got better and better and started doing more and more and more. Jump forward 20 years after saying yes for 2 decades, we do a whole lot of things incredibly well.
Yeah. And I think that's really smart that you guys really dove into serving that niche. So only offering email marketing to start, because it also probably allowed you to really put those systems and processes in place to offer a really strong service and then just translate those same systems over into the different services that you were able to offer.
Absolutely. I mean, it's sort of like saying we had one assembly line that was humming along and going incredibly well. And, you know, we refined it and had our process. And then we said, great, now beside the email assembly line, I have a website assembly line. Beside the website assembly line, I have a search marketing assembly line or whatever the case may be. So we were sort of able to take the underlying fundamentals of what we were doing, also our client first approach, right? Like we're really partnership centric and stuff like that. So we're able to take our sort of core values and underlying philosophies of how to do marketing mm-hmm. and then just apply that across different tactics. And what ended up being interesting is when we talk to clients, rarely is the answer to a client problem one specific thing. No one ever calls me up and says, here's my challenge. I'm like, great. The sole answer to what you need is Google Ads. Like, it's rarely that simple.
Right.
So as we started getting this eclectic mix of services, the conversation with clients about what are the challenges you're facing? What are your goals? And suddenly we had this just deep toolbox of things we can deliver to them. Mm-hmm. Our solutions got better by virtue of the fact that we had this depth and breadth of service offerings, which then over the years became unique because now Elite Digital is an agency that can do all these things, that can do these comprehensive solutions, whereas a lot of other agencies are still doing one thing. And I always tell clients, if you talk to an agency that only does one thing, the answer to your problem is always going to be that one thing. They have to pitch you on that.
Yes.
Whereas when they come to us, we're able to say, you know what? You need a little bit of that, a little bit of SEO, a little bit of optimization here, a little bit of marketing automation. So we're able to create these really great solutions because we do it all under one roof.
Yeah. Yeah. Really well said. There's no one size fits all solution for any small business. So that's great that you're able to really come up with a custom solution that's going to benefit your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And I start every call the same way. What is your goal? Where are you now? Where do you want to be? And then our team goes to work to figure out how to get you there. But with so many tools at our disposal and so many amazing subject matter experts, we're able to really brainstorm the best way to get you from where you are now to where you want to be.
Right. Okay. So when you were first starting out with Elite Digital, so you're in your parents' basement, how did you get those first few clients? Because I'm so curious to know what that evolution is of how you've grown the agency and how you're bringing in leads. So walk us through what that evolution was like.
So I think it's a little bit of a little bit of luck. I think entrepreneurship has a little bit of luck, and I think there's a little bit of skill, and you sort of make your own luck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a workaholic. I work 25 hours a day, as my wife and children will tell you. It's probably too much, but I am a workaholic. So even when I was younger, which was challenging because I was student by day, right? I was high school student by day, entrepreneur by night. Then I was university student by day, entrepreneur by night, which made for long days. But I kept hustling and I kept making new relationships. Now, this is long ago. So the fact that we ranked incredibly well on Google because we were doing SEO before sort of everyone did SEO, we got leads that way. Mm-hmm. I was networking. I was going to networking events. I was doing speaking engagements. So I would go to an event, stand up on stage in front of a room full of people talking about all about the wonderful world of email marketing and get off stage and be rushed by people who are like, okay, what do we do next? How do we work with you?
Yeah.
And then my real strategy, I think, was honestly just doing really good work because my best source of new business was existing customers. Even to this day, I joke when I'm onboarding a new client, they don't know it yet, but they're my new best salesperson. Because people are always quick to tell people, you know, they finally found the guy in digital marketing and the team who can really deliver and they're awesome people and they do great work and they're fun to work with. Because we were delivering really great results, everybody was quick to tell their friend. Their friend mm-hmm. told their friend. So it was kind of this viral growth of not so much going out there and trying to market ourselves. We actually honestly probably did a poor job of marketing ourselves because we were so busy answering the phone of, John told me to call you. He said, you're great. Can you help me? Yes. And then we'd help him and he would tell his friend. So that organic growth of just really delivering at the highest level mm-hmm. is what propelled us forward, because we never had to go and get new business. We were just waiting for our current clients to go and tell everyone in their networks.
Right. So you were really focused on, you know, exceeding your clients' expectations and just providing, you know, creating really happy clients who are going to bring in those referrals for you.
Absolutely. And then they loved it more. And the other thing that we really did too early on was we became the digital marketing arm of a lot of other businesses. So at the time, again, we're going back in time 10, 15, 20 years, mm-hmm. you had traditional marketing agencies, you had PR agencies, you had print agencies, you had all these companies, and all their clients started talking to them about digital. Do you do digital? Now, at the time, they weren't like, oh, you know what I want to do? I want to go out and hire 20 new people who understand the entire world of digital. Mm-hmm. That's a heavy investment for them. So yeah. I would come in, I'd say, listen, I'm Elite Digital. I can be your digital marketing arm. I could be invisible, where you could just take all the credit for the work and we'll do all the work, right? Or I could be visible and stand beside you as your partner. But one of the ways I grew the company was by being this digital arm of other traditional agencies. So I would suddenly tap into all of their clients. Any new client they got who said, I want digital, suddenly my phone was ringing saying, hey, we have a new project for this client or that client. We need your help. So I became the digital marketing arm of all these other businesses across North America, which also accelerated our growth. Because again, I wasn't out there trying to get a client. I was out there building our partnership network. And then those partners funneled into clients to us.
Interesting. Okay. That's really smart. Very cool.
Yeah, I tried. It was the right moment, right time, right place, because digital was new and we had the skills that people didn't have. And some of these skills like didn't even exist the way they do today. Right now I teach at Seneca and I teach some of this stuff, but at the time, a lot of this was new. There's a documentary I'm in when Facebook was new talking about the power of social media. So we have to remember at the time, the fact that I was a digital agency today doesn't sound foreign. Then it honestly sounded a little foreign.
So were some of those strategic partners that you had, were they, you know, traditional advertising agencies where they weren't really dialed into the more so the digital side yet? And then you were able to tap into their client base? Interesting.
Yeah, exactly that. So they were like, we are an amazing traditional agency and we're doing radio and broadcast and out of home and print and we're doing all of this. But then suddenly their client said, hey, this internet thing is probably not a fad. It's probably here to stay. So we want to get in that game as well. But this was a territory that they, as an agency, did not know. And then suddenly all their problems and were solved because they would call the team at Elite and everything they didn't know was exactly what we specialized in. And mm-hmm. it was like a great relationship because I didn't want to play in the traditional space. So I was not a threat to them at all. I wasn't like, I'm going to get into print. I was like, this is my swim lane. I respect your swim lane.
Yeah.
So it created this perfect symbiotic relationship where suddenly they were able to go to their clients with traditional and digital solutions mm-hmm. without having to invest in any staff or gain the expertise. And then again, because our focus was delivering the highest quality work, their clients were super happy with them. And then we all win.
Yeah. I love that. That's so smart. Very cool. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown Elite Digital?
Oh my goodness. Endless challenges at every stage, endless challenges. And any entrepreneur who doesn't say he or she has faced endless challenges, I want to know what they did. You know, my father told me early on, and it stuck with me the whole time, failures are learning opportunities. Mm-hmm. And that's the same advice I give to every entrepreneur. Failures are learning opportunities, because I think you learn a lot more from your failures and your successes. And I think that general approach framed up my strategy early on, even who I am today, because as an entrepreneur, I made countless mistakes over and over again. Remember, I was young, I was a high school student. So what did I know? I didn't have life experience. I didn't have formal training. So I made mistakes left, right, and center, but I would always sit back, you know, take a mm-hmm. moment and be like, oh shucks, I made that mistake, but quickly pick myself back up and say, okay, what information did I have? Why did I make that decision? What could I learn? What could I have done to be better? If I had to do this again, what would I do differently? And I did that at every single step. So I rapidly learned from all these challenges.
Yeah.
What was the biggest challenge early on? I didn't have enough funding. So because I didn't have any outside funding, every skill that I needed was a skill that I had to learn. So I couldn't afford a designer, so I learned Photoshop. I couldn't afford a developer, so I learned how to do computer programming and HTML. I couldn't afford paying my accountant every day, so I learned QuickBooks. I couldn't afford this expert, so I learned it. Now, jumping forward to the future, that was, I mean, it was exhausting at the time, no less, but jumping forward to the future, now I can have meaningful conversations with all of my staff. We have over 95 people. I can have meaningful conversations with them in their area of specialization. They're better at it than I am, but I know just enough to be dangerous because early on I had to learn all of these things. So early on, I'd say not having any funding, and if we needed the skill, I had to learn the skill. That was a big challenge. Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I also think growing from sort of small to medium, I mean, and medium to medium plus or whatever we'd call me today.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a challenge because every time we finally found our footing, like, hey, we have 10 employees and we feel great. Cool. But then we had 25 employees and what you did at 10 didn't work at 25. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly we had 50. So I think the challenge is continually reinventing our way of working while growing. And then when we finally felt like we had our rhythm, COVID hit. And then now I have to move this entire company all virtual and still not miss a beat for our clients. And when COVID happened, digital became more important. So at a time when we were moving our entire company virtual, figuring out how to work in that landscape, while our clients needed more from us, while new clients were calling, was an incredibly challenging time. And I mean, no matter what happens in the future, I will always say that the people at Elite who got us through that time, it was 110% effort around the board. We were looking out for our people. They were looking out for us. And it was a magical thing to watch. But I don't know if I slept in 2020.
Yeah, that would be, that sounds so incredibly stressful, but so impressive that you were able to get through that and continue to grow the agency throughout something that no one ever saw coming, like COVID.
We definitely did not plan for that. And it's funny, I have the video of me giving a speech on March, whatever, 11th or whatever it was, like the day we closed the office being like, I don't know when we're coming back here.
Yeah.
And there was no like fire drill for that. That was just Monday. No one's coming into work and we still have all these projects. So that was an interesting challenge. And I really relied on my leadership team and all the great people we had, but I always say that if you have the right people around the table, anything's possible. And I got to witness that firsthand because everybody at Elite rose to the challenge. And I'm just so proud of how we navigated that. And even thinking back on it, you know, we were looking out for our staff, who needed help, what did they need? We really put our people first at every turn. And I think the staff really saw that we were putting them first because everyone else is laying off their staff and we're giving them money to outfit their home office and go buy supplies. And we you know, created new mental health programs and we're running social events. So I think they saw that we were investing in them and that made them invest in us. And then as a team, we tackled that challenge head on.
Amazing. So where do you see Elite Digital in 5 years time?
Oh my goodness. So I have the goal. I want to be North America's premier digital first agency. And it's interesting because pre-COVID, the answer to that question was, I want to be Canada's premier digital first agency because that's where I live. That's my home country. That's my backyard. So I always thought, you know, this is where we're going to do. This is where we're going to be because we're meeting clients in person, stuff like that. Because COVID set everything in a virtual world.
Yes.
On Zoom, I am as local to someone in New York or Florida as I am to someone around the corner from me.
Exactly. So
because of that, we saw that opportunity. We've started expanding more into the US. Again, we feel as local to them as anyone else. So now I believe my catchment area, my geographic target is no longer just Canada. So now I'm focused on Canada and the US. So I would like to see us continue to grow, continue to do great things for our staff, great things for our clients, and expand beyond sort of our traditional catchment area and just sort of take over North America. So when people think who is the number one digital agency, they think of Elite, you know who sort of the big traditional agencies are, but I believe Elite Digital can be that player in the digital space.
Yeah, that's so exciting. So we're getting ready to start wrapping up here shortly, but do you have any, before we move on to the Fast Five, do you have any, you know, final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for anyone listening who is an entrepreneur, I would come back to failures are learning opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also say, don't give up. I think the amount of times in my career I was knocked down, and there are plenty, and there are just too many to recount, the amount of times I was knocked down or something didn't go my way, I think it's easy to throw in the towel. I think quitting is easy. Yeah. Anyone can do that. And I think for an entrepreneur, quitting is not an option. Mm-hmm. And that's always how I approach it. And if quitting is not an option, no matter what happens, you know, you have to pick yourself up and keep trying. I also think that as an entrepreneur, always be learning. That's one of our values at Elite. I'm always learning new skills. I'm always trying to improve. I'm always asking for feedback at everything I do, because I always say, and I say this all the time, I want to be better tomorrow than I was yesterday. And if you say that every single day of your life, then you're going to be on the right path to try to never stop improving. And yes. I think if that's your general attitude, ideally good things happen. And I think that's important.
I love that. It's so true. And it's so important in entrepreneurship, and especially in digital marketing, since the industry is just growing and evolving so quickly, that you have to have that mindset where you're constantly learning, teaching yourself new skills, and staying current so you don't fall behind.
Absolutely. I always tell everybody, if we're standing still, we're falling behind. And the pace that digital moves at, listen, several years ago, we weren't talking about TikTok. Now it's in every conversation. So yeah. It's always moving. And I think one of the things our clients know we do is keep them ahead of the curve, because we have to know what's coming tomorrow while everyone else is thinking about today.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Well, now we're getting ready to move on to the fast five. So I have five rapid fire questions for you. So first question, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
How to Win Friends and Influence People. It is an oldie, but it is a goodie. And yep. there's so many good nuggets of information in there that I think everybody should read it. It's a little bit long, a little bit dated, but I think it's a really, has some good principles in it that are worth learning.
I agree 100%. And what does your morning routine look like?
I open my eyes and I check my phone before I blink twice, which is probably not even a good thing, but I would say I roll over, I check my phone, I immediately check my emails and Slack messages, because again, I'm a workaholic. So that time when I was sleeping is arguably time I could have been working. And then I spend as much time with my kids in the morning before mm-hmm. we get them off to school. Family is so important to me. So I spend as much time with my kids in the morning, usher them off to school, doing the drop-off whenever I can join my wife for the drop-off. And then I either go into the office if it's an in-office day, or if it's a virtual work from home day, I am on the computer and I plant myself in my seat and basically don't move till the end of the day.
Amazing. Love it. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I wouldn't say any one specific CEO. I'd say I try to pick and choose learnings from different CEOs. I like a lot of what Steve Jobs did. So I certainly, I've read that book and I like that. But I think it's about picking and choosing. I don't think I model myself after any one specific CEO, but I think I like looking at what others are doing, because to me, that's that never ending learning. What is someone else doing? How are they leading? How are they managing their staff? How are they managing growth? How did they face these challenges? So I think it's the depth and sort of the assortment of CEOs that I could look up to see what they're doing and be inspired by them.
Yeah, it's really energizing to me learning about stories of other successful people. And yeah, you can always learn from what they've, mistakes that they've gone through. But you just get so inspired by just learning about their success stories.
Absolutely.
And what is your favorite online tool?
My favorite online tool is probably going to be Slack. I like Slack a lot. I love people. I'm an extrovert. I get my energy from people. And when COVID sort of sent us all virtual, it was very sad for me, because I loved being in our office. I loved being with everybody, but Slack at least kept us in an ongoing conversation. And I'm talking to so many people all day long through Slack. I can't imagine if we were doing that only through emails back and forth, like, oh my goodness, that would be insane.
Yeah.
So I think Slack is a fantastic tool for collaboration. And also too, it has the video conferencing built in. So it's not just the messages back and forth, but it really brings everybody together no matter where they are in the world. And I think that's really important.
Absolutely. And then last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Oh my God. I wish I would know where I ended up. I wish someone, I could go back in time and say, Rob, in 20 years, this is all going to work out. Stick with it. I think I would have sought more advice early on. I feel like young Rob, remember, I started in high school. So yep. I feel like young Rob thought he knew everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a teenager. I was naive. I think young Rob thought he knew absolutely everything he needed to know. Present day Rob doesn't even think that at all. Present day Rob thinks he needs to surround himself with really smart and talented people around him. But yeah. I would go back and tell myself, seek the advice of other people. You don't know everything. And identifying that you don't know everything and being able to ask for help, that's not a weakness. That's a strength.
Yes, 100%. I love that. I think it's really easy for entrepreneurs to have, you know, sometimes you can have an ego in the early stages and you think it's weak when you have to reach out and ask for help, but it's so smart and it'll just fast track your ability to learn new skills and grow your business at the end of the day when you can tap into those strengths of other people.
Absolutely. I would ask more questions. Again, it's about learning. Life is about learning and growing. And if you think you know it all, then you're not encouraged to ask questions. And yeah. I would tell founding entrepreneur Rob, go and ask as many questions to as many people as you can, and you will learn a lot more, a lot faster.
I love that. Great tip. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Rob, for today's episode. It was a pleasure to learn about your journey of entrepreneurship and growing Elite Digital. So thank you again for joining me for today's episode.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.